Hello.
Morning, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for taking time for us today.
Yeah, no problem. I was looking forward to it.
What do you do there at the New Humble School?
At New Humble Community School, I'm a board vice chair, and I volunteer quite a bit, actually.
The way I understand it, this was the first charter school in Alberta that was granted status to be a unique school in 13 years, and you guys fought for this to happen.
Yes, we sure did.
What is something that you found that this school is doing really, really well and the kids are adapting to?
Well, being the first year of operation, you know, we've focused the teachers kind of find their place and use the methods that we've recommended to them. Through just the little amount of time that we've had, we have found that there's a direct connection to a passion for learning, hands-on learning, engagement when, for lack of better words, they get their hands dirty, they get in there and they're experiencing the learning. And also that students have different passions. So some of the students may really enjoy the agriculture aspect in terms of the animals. This year we were able to bring goats and broiler chickens and some laying hens and that on site. It really increased their will to get involved. Where other students, you know, they really found their place in the gardening or just being in the outdoor classroom, those types of elements.
Tell us about the outdoor classroom. What's all involved? You got a greenhouse and a chicken coop?
Have an outdoor classroom that has a whiteboard and straw bales for students to sit at and some picnic tables. And then we're actually in the process of working with the county, Leduc County, to set up our greenhouse that was donated to the school. And we're fundraising for a barn. And then we also currently have a dual-purpose chicken coop that has broilers and layers, and then a small goat pen, and it has goats and potbelly pigs.
How do you fit this all into a curriculum for the kids? I mean, they're still learning all the core subjects and everything.
The biggest challenges for our staff was understanding that, you know, this isn't an alternative program. It's not something that's just before or after school or, you know, an option. It's something that, you know, they need to identify which lesson plans would work well with. They go outside and teach about, you know, the life cycle of animals or something like that. They have the hands-on experience right at the school. And then we try to encourage them to think cross-curricular. So if there's a math element, a language arts, even phys ed, health, you know, try and utilize it to the full extent that you can.
Take them to an auction mart and have them sit next to an old guy, and you will learn math so quickly. Okay, it's going for $1.18 a pound, and that's so many pounds, and that's how much you're going to get for your
field trip.
Exactly. Actually, we did just have some of the students attend a 4-H beef show. That was a good experience because not everybody is able to partake in that type of industry. So it was really great. I'm passionate about my family and my kids, and I'm very skilled at clerical project planning, that type of thing. So I just naturally led into this charter school application process. And now it's opened up my supporting other farms, starting up a small business that's egg-related. It's really endless.
Megan, you have a fun fundraiser coming up.
We have an event taking place at Calmar, and it's going to be a dinner, dance, silent auction, and live auction. It's a good way for us to say thank you to our community that supported us so well and get some of those people that haven't been able to be together to celebrate, you know, where we've come from and where we're at now, and put together enough funds to put a barn in place for September. They can call the school or email contact at newhumbleschool.ca.
A couple of months ago, I had a chance to drop something off at the school there for a mom. And I tell you, all the kids looked really happy. And I thought, what a cool school. I mean, we've been hearing about the New Humble School for quite some time here on CFCW. To be there and see some of the kids and their faces.
Yeah, and I think we're really hoping to share, you know, what we've built here with other communities as well. Once we have our outdoor program set up, we're hoping to have other schools, urban and rural, come visit and experience some of the lessons and maybe even have some peer-to-peer sharing. So that's kind of, we're just building from here. So
if you ever need somebody to wrangle up you some chickens, Greg Shannon is your man.
I don't know about that. Megan, Stella and I both love authors. Tell us about your book, A Lamb Named Chicken Coming Home.
Oh, wow. That was kind of a bucket list project of mine. I did that between, I have four children, so it was on a maternity leave. It was a story of my childhood. Basically, we ended up with a runt lamb. It was a little perspective of, you know, how I grew up with my sisters, and I just thought it would be great to show my own daughters that even though writing isn't natural for me, it was something I had wanted to do, and I followed it through.
So it's not going to be a series like A Pig Named Cow? Or?
Yeah, I've wrote 2 out of 3 of the books I'd like to write, and then I've been working on a little project for the school here, so I'm hoping that next year I can work on my 3rd book and have it out. Maybe I could send you a signed copy.
A signed copy would be cool. That'd be a lot of chatter about that. My daughter loves books as well, and she would love that.
Anybody can do whatever they put their mind to, right?
Absolutely. Well, and you're living proof of that. Thanks very much for spending some time with us on the radio today, Megan.
Thank you.